Generation X on the 9th of February 1979, because it was my 14th birthday on the Saturday the 10th, and I was so excited. I was just beside myself, and I walked in and I saw people that I'd never seen the like of in my life, like real full-on punks. They'd probably come down from Birmingham or just got dressed up. And I can remember my friend, I can't even remember who it was I went with now, saying, "Look, there's Billy Idol." And I went, "Ah!" And there was a guy standing there, blonde, spiky hair. And I thought, is it him? Is it him? Because I didn't really know how it worked. Mm. I didn't realise that you wouldn't see the band till they came on stage or whatever. And just I remember the whole evening being so amazingly exciting. But it was the first time I'd experienced the music sounding different. It hadn't occurred to me that because they were singing it live, it wasn't going to sound like the record. But no, it was great. A bit scary because there was all the pogoing going on and spitting. I actually learnt quite early on, just if they poke it into me, give them a really hard shove back or a kick in the shins, and they generally left you alone after that.
I do remember seeing Generation X there, which was a brilliant gig. I was right at the front. We were very crushed, and there was a lot of spitting going on that night. So if you were at the front, you were also in the fire for lots of spit coming your way, lots of drinks flying around in the air. And I remember thinking how brilliant it was, and then seeing Billy Idol on Tiz Was that Saturday, following Saturday, saying how he thought it was a complete riot, the gig at the Malvern Winter Gardens, and I don't think he enjoyed it at all. So that was like obviously the other side of the coin, because from being in the audience, it seemed like it was such a good gig.